Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. This is going to be the last of the Minayans, of the four Minayans that we've been discussing until now. Minayin Usicha, Shehi Keshtia B'yom HaKippurim. From where do we know that Sicha, anointing, has the same rules as Shtia, drinking, on Yom Kippur, which means that on Yom Kippur, it's prohibited to drink. In the same way it's prohibited to drink, it's also prohibited to anoint oneself, to rub oils on their body. So how do I know that rubbing oils on one's body has the same ruling as drinking on Yom Kippur that is prohibited? So the Mishnah says, Af al pi she'en raya l'davar, we don't have a precise proof to the matter. Zecher l'davar, we do have a rem as a hint to this halacha. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, Vatovo chamayim bikirbo, v'chashemen ba'atzmosav, which means it came like water inside of him and like oil on his bones. What does this pasuk mean? Says the Kahati, you see from this pasuk that anointing with oil is compared to the drinking of water. And we just use this as a remez, as a hint to teach us that on Yom Kippur, you can't anoint yourself with oil the same way you can't drink on Yom Kippur. And the Kahati continues, nevertheless, lahush v'sasicha sicha l'shtia ela in iser. The only comparison of rubbing oneself with oil on Yom Kippur to drinking is only that it's prohibited. However, if one were to do it, it's not on the same level as drinking, where drinking the person would be chayev kares, is cut off from the Jewish people. If one were to anoint oneself to rub oils on themselves on Shabbos, then they're not chayev kares. It's still prohibited, but the repercussion is not as stringent as drinking water. So, to conclude, you see from here that sicha, anointing, is like shtia, like drinking on Yom Kippur that is prohibited. It doesn't have the same level in the fact that drinking would make one chayav kares, but nevertheless it's still prohibited. And we bring it out from this pasuk of atavu kamayim bekirbo v'chashemen be'asmosav. Now, Mishnah Hey, we're going to go back to the theme that we've been discussing until now of carrying on Shabbos. And we're coming to the end of the carrying halachos. We've been dwelling on it for quite some time. And after that, we're going to kick into the 39 halachos. Mishnah Hey. Hamotzi Eitzim, one who carries wood on Shabbos. Stam wood, regular wood, is meant for burning. So what's the shear, the amount, to make one liable for carrying on Shabbos? The amount is kedei levashel beitzah kala, to burn up wood and to cook with it a light egg. What is a light egg? We had discussed earlier in Perek Ches Mishnah Hey that it's enough to, as long as they have enough wood to cook up the amount of a dried fig, which is very small, of an egg. So it doesn't have to be the whole egg, just the amount of a dried fig of the egg. What kind of egg? An egg of a chicken. And when it's cooked, mixed up in oil, and it's put in a boiling hot frying pan. So it goes super, super quick. So you don't need much wood for that. So it's a very, very small amount of wood to carry to make one liable on Shabbos. Tavlin, what about spices? One who carries spices on Shabbos. Tzemachim, different types of sprouts, or besamim, different types of spices that they would use for their food. So the amount is kedila tabel beitza kala, enough to spice a beitza kala. Again, beitza kala is what we discussed. Here they say chavita shel beitzas tarnagolas. It's this easily seasoned egg whereby it's mixed up in the oil, put in the boiling frying pan like we just discussed earlier. Umitztarfen zamza, all types of spices combined with one another to the amount to be carrying on Shabbos. It's not like peppers with pepper, salt with salt. They're all mixed together to combine to the amount to be one liable on Shabbos. Shimhotzi adam tavalim shonim, if a person carries all sorts of spices, and amongst all them is enough to spice up this beitza kala that we are mentioning, then one is liable for carrying on Shabbos. Klipe egozim, walnut peels, haklipos hayirakos, the green peels, she'al ha'gozim, that are on the walnuts while they're still moist, or klipe rimonim, peels from a pomegranate, or istis. Istis is a asev, a grass. They make from it like a blue dye. Upua. Pua is shorash esav, the root of a grass. They make with it a red dye. So these grasses are used for different types of dyes, aside for klipa rimonim. So again, we have klipa goes in walnut peels, klipa rimonim pomegranate peels, and then istis is a grass used for blue dye, pua is a grass used for red dye. All of these elements, the amount to be mikvah liable for carrying on Shabbos is kedei litzboa behen begad katan b'sevacha. As long as you have enough of these elements to dye with it a small garment, b'sevacha. What is b'sevacha? The Kahat explains, chatichas arig, a piece of woven cloth, hatfur barosh hasvacha, which is sewn into a headdress, which is the reshet, the net, that women wear on their heads to cover on top of their hair. So as long as you have enough, either walnut peels, pomegranate peels, this grass for blue dye or pur, this grass for red dye, to sew up the small baguette, the small garment that would be in the headdress that they would use to put as a hair covering. I don't know how big this is, but you know, this would be the amount to make one liable for carrying on Shabbos. Meirag layim, urine, neser uburis kumunya and eshlag. So these are all cleaning elements. If you want to know the exact translation, it's neser is natron, boris is lixivium, kumunya is chameleon earth, and then eshlag is just translated as eshlag. So all these things are shame. Chomer, their elements, shemishtamshim behem lenikoy ulchvisa, they use it for cleaning and for washing. So all these elements, what is their shear? Kedei lechabes behen beged katan b'svacha. It's the same amount, as long as they have enough to clean with it, this beged katan and the svacha, this small piece of garment they would wove into the headdress that the woman would use to put on top of their hair, And not necessarily were they using it as a head covering, because then the shear would be huge and would be very, very lenient. But apparently it was, you know, a smaller shear, but it was some kind of net that they would put on top of their hair, on top of their head. So it couldn't possibly be a head covering, otherwise the shear would be way too big. It's just some kind of, you know, net they put on their head. So this is what we say, enough so with the cleaning elements, it would be enough to clean this type of baguette. And if you have enough to clean this type of beged, then one will be liable for carrying on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Rabbi Yehuda has a different opinion. He says, as long as you have enough of these elements to clean a kesem. What does that mean? So if you find a kesem, a stain, on a beged of a woman, and you don't know if the stain is from her blood, from menstrual blood to make her a nida, or it's just, you know, color. She was painting and she got color on herself. So how do you find out what it is? It looks red, but you don't know what it is. So there are seven types of elements that you can put on a stain to see what it is. Roktuffel, megrisin. Roktuffel is like some kind of saliva. Megrisin is grits water. And then you have meraglayim, neser, buris, kumunya, and eshlag. You have these elements that we just mentioned. Urine, natron, lixivium, chameleon earth, and eshlag, these elements. So if you put these things on the stain and the stain does not go away, then you know for sure b'yadua shehut tzevetz dai. Meaning these seven elements, right, tuffel, megrisin, megrigliam, neser, buris, chameleon, eshlag, normally would wipe away blood. And if you put it on the stain, the blood and the stain goes away, then you know it was blood and the woman's anida. But if the stain does not go away, then you know it's real paint, and of course, the woman's not on either. So, Rabbi Yehuda says that the amount, shir kol min me'achamor malalu, the amount from all these elements to make one liable for carrying on Shabbos, is the amount to put on a stain to see whether it's paint or whether it is real blood. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So there's a machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama would hold enough to clean the beged katan b'svacha, this small, you know, cloth in the headdress the woman will put on their hair. And if Yehuda says, no, it should be, the amount would be enough to clean a stain if a woman is not sure whether she's a nida, whether it's coming from blood or from paint.